Christ, mercy and peace be to you from God our Father and from Christ Jesus our Lord. This morning I would like to direct your attention to the Word of God in the fourth verse of the first chapter of Genesis. So Abraham went, as the Lord had told him. So far the text. This comes in Christ Jesus. It's always hard to leave home and family and friends. And it's especially hard when you are well along in years. Old people don't make friends readily. To be uprooted and to leave family and acquaintances and friends is potentially a traumatic experience. If you have ever had to arrange for a man or woman who has lost a spouse to move to a different city to be with relatives, you'll know how true this is. Roots grow deeper as the decades pass. It isn't easy either to leave a big city for the frontier, especially when that city home was probably a center of commerce, providing its inhabitants with luxury and ease and conveniences. We're all materialists at heart. We all like the comforts and conveniences that civilization provides. And our love of ease grows greater as we grow older. There's little thrill for a man of 75 to set out for the frontier. It takes real courage to leave a city like Helen and to go off to the promised land. But was it courage? Not really. It was rather a matter of faith. Courage would probably have been adequate for the challenges that faced the 75-year-old Abraham. It was faith that enabled him to go as the Lord had told him. We hear a lot about faith. It's faith as one of the great human virtues. It's something that can sustain people, even in the face of discouragement. So that, in a very real sense, faith is more important than courage. Faith continues in the face of failure. Whereas all too often courage fails under similar circumstances. But Abraham's faith was more than just a big faith in faith, or even a big faith in God. And I'd like to stress that. It was a faith based upon the promise, a promise that in Abraham all families of the earth would be blessed. Abraham's faith looked forward to the Messiah, who was first promised to Adam and Eve in the garden. And this was the basis for Abraham's willingness to heed the Lord's command. God was going to send the Messiah, and that Messiah would come to Abraham. Abraham knew how much he needed that Messiah. He lived in a heathen city. He had come to know, and now he was living in Paris. And it was a wicked city, because few, if any, there worshiped the God who was promising the Messiah. And so it was faith in the promise that gave Abraham the courage to trust God's promise that he would be blessed in this land far off to which the Lord would take him. It did indeed take faith to leave family and friends, to leave the comfort and luxury and ease of home, to travel to that far-off land of which he probably knew very little. But the faith that God had given him to accept the promise of the Messiah led logically to a faith that would enable him to accept God's promise of temporal blessing. Because he believed that God would send the Messiah to redeem him spiritually, Abram found it possible to accept in faith God's promise of temporal blessing. For if God would send spiritual redemption, which was going to cost him so much, he certainly would provide Abram with the temporal blessing that he had promised. Now it is in the same spirit that we accept God's promise that he will bless us and provide us with all that we need to support our temporal existence. In a very real sense, many of you are being called upon to do what Abram did. You are being called to prepare for a ministry that will take you to places you've never heard of. You are putting yourselves at God's disposal. You are preparing to go as the Lord tells you. You go because you have faith that it is God's call, and that he will therefore keep his promise to you, even as he kept his promise to Abram. And the basis for that faith you are being asked to show is acceptance of salvation through Christ Jesus. And indeed, your faith has a firmer base than the faith of Abram had. For Abram had to look forward to the fulfillment of God's promise. And you and I see the complete unfolding of God's plan of salvation. We do not have to look to a God and breathe his breath as Abram had to, but we have before us the full story of the Lord's redemption in the life of our Lord and Savior. It is the knowledge and acceptance of the gospel that makes us willing to go as the Lord tells us. There were times when Abram's faith was failing, and they were not just a few. He became impatient in waiting for that son of his old age, through whom God was to fulfill his spiritual promises. His faith weakened in God's ability to protect him, so that twice he denied the sorrow with his wife, lest he be killed by those who coveted her. Abram learned that he had to depend on God also for the faith by which he walked. It was God who helped him to accept his promises, and it was God who helped him to maintain the trust that Abram had in the Lord's promises. It was not something that he could do by his own will, by his own decision. Certainly there will be times when your faith will fail too. There will be times when you will find it difficult to wait for the Lord's hour. We must not despair when we find our faith weak and all but failing. Abram had those moments too, but his faith in the Messiah to come strengthened him. And to the church through the ages, he has become known as the Father of the Faithful. The Lord kept his promises to Abram, the temple as well as the spiritual. The Lord sustained his faith and never permitted him to be tempted above that which he was able. This history of his life should support and encourage us when our faith weakens. That's what God intended to do. That's why he has recorded it in the sacred scriptures.